Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Mr. Barry Roberts? Good evening, sir. I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. Can you be so kind, sir, to share your opinion with us real quick? How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 3 years. You worked 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40 years, or 41 plus? How many years have you worked in the industry?
I've been working in there since 1980.
So what, 30 years? 26 to 40?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a PCC restoration, tile setter, the stone mason?
I'm a helper, finisher.
Finisher?
Yeah.
Finisher.
Okay. Basically the helper. They
okay,
call it
so
a finisher.
Mason, helper, and finisher. Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving forward. And the last step that you work on, were you a foreman, or a journey level mechanic, an apprentice,
journey.
A finisher, or a helper? Okay, thank you, sir.
That's a journeyman.
Now, okay. And yes or no, sir? Are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Moving forward. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work where you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Have you been
None.
Employed
I've
in the
been
past
working.
12 months? None? Okay.
None.
Thank God for that one. Yes or no, sir? Have you found, if necessary, to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No.
Now moving on. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? What's your opinion?
I think there's probably more.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience online. So, more construction projects than the last year, about around this time. And did you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? What's your opinion?
About the same.
Okay, so about the same. Allow me just a moment. About the same as this time last year. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. And thinking about all the jobs in which you work in the past 12 months, were there a steward appointed by the union, any of them? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir.
None, we don't have any.
And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your local, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now in the next 12 months? What's your opinion?
It could be less.
Okay, thank you, sir. So less than now. Okay. Now moving on. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same? What's your opinion?
Uh,
Yes, sir?
It's in between.
Okay, how should I recall your answer? Stay about the same, get worse, or get better?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Switching gears just a bit now, thinking about your work and the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? The dust, the air quality, the COVID-19, the fall risk, falling objects, the heat or the cold, the language problems, or careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns? What's that you worry about most about your safety and hazards on the job site, sir?
Yeah, probably, you know, dust.
The dust and the air quality? Okay, thank you, sir. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now moving on. And for each of the following, sir, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in the past 12 months a union organizing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how about political canvassing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how about picketing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please, sir, rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Now, please rate the sources from 1 to 5, which 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 as being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. How about print and online newspaper from 1 to 5? What number should we give them, sir?
Not 5.
About 5, okay, thank you. And how about the print and online newspapers from 1 to 5? What number should we give them?
5.
Okay, and the radio?
1
to 5. Okay, and friends and neighbors from 1 to 5?
2.
Okay, and cable news from 1 to 5?
3.
Okay, and the internet or social media?
5.
And the local news or TV programming, how likely are you to get your news from them, from 1 to 5?
1.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Okay, now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, support for the labor unions, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, foreign policy, or something else? What issue matters to you most?
Healthcare.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, as you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or is not important at all that federal elected officials support it? What's your opinion?
It's important, yeah. For a prevailing rate?
Very or somewhat? very important or somewhat important?
It's very important for prevailing race, yeah.
Understood. And generally speaking, sir, do you believe that Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
It all depends.
Okay. How should I recall your answer? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both or neither?
Both.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Now, which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Worker.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. How about the job he has done as a president overall? Do you approve or disapprove?
It's okay.
So do you approve somewhat or approve strongly?
I'm approve of it.
So do you approve somewhat approve or you strongly approve of the job that he's done as a president overall?
Overall, it's done good.
Okay, so how should I recall your answer, sir? Do you approve somewhat or do you approve strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. How about the economy? Same question. Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Somewhat what? Approve or disapprove? Approve. Okay.
Somewhat I'm approve of it.
Okay, how about immigration policies? Do you approve of the job he's done or disapprove on the immigration?
I think it's okay.
So do you approve somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about support for labor unions? Same question, sir. Do you approve strongly, somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. How about the health care? Same question. Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat.
Approve or disapprove?
Somewhat I'm approve of the health care.
Okay. How about the foreign affairs? Approve or disapprove?
I'm not approve of that.
Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat? Do you disapprove strongly on the foreign affairs or somewhat disapprove? How should I record your answer?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Somewhat disapprove.
Hello, sir. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay. And I know. Okay, you're not registered to vote at all? Okay, thank you, sir. Let me just a moment. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, moving on. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Do you find it useful? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, sir, turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate them?
Fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Actually, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost done. How could the unions best improve its representation and service? On your own opinion, one or two things that you can think of. I appreciate if you share that with me. The question is, how can the union best improve his representation and service? To you, of course. On your own, you know, whatever comes to mind.
You just got to get people that able to reach out more in the community to understand people, that's all.
Okay, to reach the community to understand people about what?
About, you know, work, things like that.
Okay, but the union affiliation, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, union affiliation, okay. They have to be more educated about what it's all about, correct?
Yeah, you got to be able to get to the people.
Okay, I understand, sir. Affiliation. Thank you. Now, moving on the next one. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What's the most important thing that the union should be working on, according to your opinion? One or two things on your own words.
Better wages.
Okay. Trying to get better wages for their members.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And anything else?
You know.
Well, that's it. Okay.
Different training,
yes, sir?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Different training.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Okay. Now, moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Mail, text messages, job site, union meetings, email? What's your preferred way?
Probably mail.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislation and regulatory updates that are important to the bank? Four or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Or once a year? Or never?
Probably a couple of times.
A couple of times a year? Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, here we go. The last question is just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what? Do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what? I know you're not registered to vote, but, you know, on your opinion, who do you lean towards, a Democrat, Independent, or what? Or Republican?
I would say Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, a strong Republican or not so strong?
Yeah, strong.
A strong, okay. On your opinions, you're a strong Republican. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you tell me what is your race, please?
I would say Jamaican.
Jamaican. Thank you, sir. And it's just for, I'm sorry. Let me read this last question. And, okay, here we go. And it's strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor. Can I just have your first name, please?
Barry Roberts.
And thank you, Mr. Roberts. I appreciate you taking the time to share your opinion with me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our service. Okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, sir.